This is Martin Stone, the man, the boss, the fucking governor. And after 2 long years away, I am back on the British independent wrestling scene. And you are listening to the number one independent wrestling podcast, The Indie Corner.
Welcome to the show, guys. Episode 70 of the Indie Corner with myself, Stuart Rogers. Won't be too much of a long show this week. Just covering some news, etc., announcements from the various promotions around the UK. We do have a show review. It's the True Grit Wrestling show from this past weekend that Matt Barker attended. I sat down and had a chat with him about the show yesterday morning. So we'll be playing that momentarily. Like I say, we'll just do some news, but just before we get into that, just get the business side of things out of the way. You know, if you don't already, give us a follow on Twitter at The Indie Corner. Like us on Facebook, that's facebook.com/The Indie Corner. Obviously, you can interact with us all week long leading up to the podcast, be that about anything to do with independent wrestling, American or, you know, over in the UK. Or, like I say, anything you hear on the show that you just want to comment about or give us ideas to talk about, stuff like that, just let us know on them platforms, Twitter and Facebook. Also, if you check out theindiecorner.com, which is also, you know, got loads of columns and reviews, etc., stuff like that on there, you see ways how you can support the podcast. There's High Spots and Amazon banners on there. And if you ever buy things from them websites, if you use them banners, they're on theindiecorner.com. You know, that'll help support with the running cost of the site and the website, just because every time you use them, you get a little kickback from those sites. Also on there, there's another site, WLH DVD Sales. Again, anything bought from that site, the money goes directly back into, you know, running costs, etc., and it all helps keep the Indie Corner going. That's basically it. So one last thing, you know, there's advertising space on theindiecorner.com. If you want to advertise anything wrestling related on there, just get in touch. You know, the rates are very reasonable. Appreciate all the support that you give us. So anything you can do to help, we appreciate it. So what we're going to do now, just before we get on to the review, just talk about the Progress show, or Progress in general. Obviously, they just had a show this past week. I wasn't in attendance, and I haven't been able to get anyone to do a review of the show for me this week. But there is a comprehensive, you know, written view of the show over on theindiecorner.com. So if you can check that out and share it around, that'll be appreciated. Something else Progress Wrestling have done this week is they put their Chapter 13 show, the show I was at, which saw Zack Sabre Jr. against Prince Devitt. They put it on YouTube for totally free, free of charge. So, you know, if you haven't already, for whatever reason, get on YouTube and have a look. There's a link of it on theindiecorner.com. On the Indie Corner Facebook page as well. But yeah, seek out that show, so, and you see a great night of action there, because it was a really, really good show, that Chapter 13. Just last night, I don't know if it's going to be available by the time you hear this, but they put the pre-orders up for the Chapter... It was the World Cup show that just took place. Put the pre-orders up for the DVD and digital download. So by hearing this, if you haven't already, you know, get over to progresswrestling.com and follow the links there and like pre-order the DVD for the World Cup show, which of course saw Jimmy Havoc going up against Prince Devitt in what we're led to believe is Prince Devitt's last independent booking before he goes to the WWE. So, okay, guys, we'll just go for a quick break and then we'll be back with the review of True Grit Wrestling.
This is Jimmy Havoc, the Progress Wrestling Champion. I'm kind of a big deal, but you should know that already. If you come and watch Progress, then you'll know that I fucking hate every single one of you. But you should still follow me on Twitter, at Jimmy Havoc. You're listening to the number one independent wrestling podcast, The Indie Corner.
Welcome back to the show, guys. Joining me right now, it's Matt Barker back on the show. Usually, obviously, lately Matt's been sending audio reviews in, but able to record this one with him today. So what we're going to talk about today is the Truegate Wrestling, the Truegate Cup, basically. The show took place at the Control Nightclub in Leeds on June 27th. So first off, Matt, before we move on to that, how you been doing, mate? How's things for you?
Yeah, very, very good, thanks, Stu. Good to be back on the show live. How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay. Both of us, when we were recording this, we're both preparing to go to work. So, you know, I'd like to say I'm just going to have an easy day, but fortunately I won't. But, you know, it's one of them. But, yeah, moving on to this show, obviously. This was the second Truegate show, wasn't it? You went to the first one, the War of the Roses, and then obviously you've got this one, which was obviously the first one was like, was it Lancashire against Yorkshire, the War of the Roses?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I didn't actually manage to get to the first show. I was away that week. But Yorkshire v Lancashire, and then obviously the cup this time round for the second show. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just looking at the lineup before obviously the matches took place and stuff like that. You know, some very, very good wrestlers taking place in this one. So, you know, straight away I imagined it was going to be a good show, and I'm sure you'll probably confirm that now when we go for the results. So we'll start off the first quarterfinal match that took place was the Battle of Project Eagle. Chris Travis going up against Martin Kirby. Talk us through this one, mate.
Yeah, well, obviously the usual shenanigans you'd expect at the start from these two with how funny both men are, really. A lot of jokes with Trav being accused of pulling Martin's hair, which obviously he doesn't have, and then obviously once it got going, what you'd expect really from these two, really entertaining, solid match. Trav picked up the win. Kirby went for an attack in the corner, and Trav caught him into the double underhook power bomb to pick up the win. And then after the match, both men shook hands. And Martin said something along the lines of "You may be a knobhead, but I still love you," and then gave him a hug. So really good. Yeah, very good start to the night. Anyway,
nice one. The next one was Cyanide taking on MVK Valcavius. Now, I've been saying on the show over the last few months, so you know how impressed I've been with Valcavius the last couple of times I've seen him down here for Kamikaze Pro. Never actually seen Cyanide work live, although I have, you know, seen him on DVD. Big guy, can do some like amazing things for someone his size, and like I say, always impressed with Valcavius. How did this match go?
Yeah, it was actually the first time I'd seen Valcavius at all, really. I've seen all the other seven wrestlers in the tournament, but first time I'd seen him, and he impressed me as well. Very good agility for a man of his size.
Yeah.
A good match here. The only thing was I don't know if the ending to the match may have not gone to plan. Cyanide hit him with the powerbomb finish that he always uses, and Valcavius lifted his shoulder up just after the three count, and then Cyanide sort of like reacted as if it hadn't gone to plan, and kind of like stormed off in a way, when obviously he should have been happy if he'd won the match. So I don't know if something went, if it did go wrong or not, but it didn't appear too smooth. But the rest of the match was perfectly fine. Like I say, Valcavius was impressive. So hopefully he'll be on more of these shows around here.
Yeah, definitely. Next one we saw, you know, the battle of the two big bruisers, shall we say, Rampage Brown going up against the heavyweight House of Pain, Sticks. Tell us about this one, mate.
Yeah, well, pretty much what you'd expect. Very very hard hitting. Sticks was obviously the bad guy, with Rampage being the hometown boy. And yeah, very very hard hitting physical match. Very entertaining. Good to see Styx up here. So that I've been watching Styx for, well, back to the FWA days, really. So he's really good to see him up here. I've always rated him highly. And obviously Rampage is just different class. So, very entertaining match. I think Rampage picked up the win with a Samoan drop, which he appeared to be using as his finisher for the night. Usually he uses the pile driver, so I don't know what the story was behind that. But yeah, he picked up the win after a Samoan drop to advance.
Yeah, and then the final quarter-final match. So, you know, Dave Mastiff take on El Ligero. Obviously, you know, Dave Mastiff, again, much like Cyanide, big guy, but can do some amazing stuff. And everyone knows what El Ligero is all about. Always puts out there, always gives 110% up and down the country, etc. Now, what was this one like, mate?
Yeah, but really good again. I was a bit torn on who to cheer for, because these are two of my favourites. But I went with Ligero, as soon as I was wearing his T-shirt, and as soon as he's the adopted hometown boy, shall I say. Really good match. But Dave Mastiff was the somewhat surprising winner. I'd have thought Ligero might have won again, like I say, with him being living around these neck of the woods. But Mastiff picked up the win. Either way, at the start of it, I was thinking the winner of this faces Rampage, so we're in for a treat in the second round, regardless of the outcome, really. Mastiff won. So good match again here.
Okay, so I imagine there was probably a slight bit of a break, but then obviously it led on to the semi-final matches then, which saw Travis, obviously, with his second appearance against Cyanide for his second appearance. Bit of a difference in size here. Travis, although relatively big guy, he was outweighed quite a bit by Cyanide. How did this one play out? Was that a big factor in the match, the way it went?
The big man, so-called little man kind of contest. Yeah. Funny chance near the start was obviously the usual sexy Travis chance from certain people in the crowd, which were countered by myself and some others chanting "sexy Cyanide" back at Cyanide. So that was a good chant, but. Another good matchup here, and obviously, yeah, Cyanide's showing again that he can definitely do good matches with a lot of various styles, really. And Trav picked up the win. I cannot off the top of my head remember how it ended, but it wasn't obviously the usual double underhook powerbomb finish. I think it might have been some kind of a kick to finish it off for him to advance to the finals.
Yeah, and that second semi-final, as you mentioned earlier, you know, Rampage Brain. Took on Dave Mastiff again, much like Rampage's match with Styx, you know, two big guys here, heavy hitters. How did this one pan out?
Yeah, I think it was like times two. It was just really laying it into each other, and they ended up fighting around the nightclub, etc. There was actually one part of the match that I didn't. That I missed because I was up on the balcony, and they actually fought underneath the balcony. So there was a little bit of match that I couldn't see, but the rest of it, fighting all around, really throwing each other into the walls and all sorts, using the barricades and everything. So not one for the faint-hearted, but very very entertaining, very very physical. I think during this Mastiff bit into. Was a biting Rampage, which led to a chant of Luis Suarez from the crowd, which was very funny. But again, Rampage picked up the win with the snow and drop to end a very entertaining physical match.
Okay, so a bit of a change of pace then. Before they had the actual final, they had a women's match, Lana Austin against Violet O'Hara. Now, I'm not going to lie, I've never seen none of these ladies wrestle before, but from a wrestling point of view or women's match type of view, how did you rate it? How did this one go?
Yeah, well, I'm along the same lines as you, really. I'm not a great fan of women's wrestling, but to give the two ladies credit, they're actually a very quite entertaining contest, really, and quite physical. I mean, I've seen seen Lightline Rostin before a couple of times. Yeah, it was actually a decent match. I believe Lan Rostin won it using some dirty underhanded tactics. But yeah, it wasn't bad at all. And like I say, it broke up between the semi final and the final, so it had its place on the show.
Yeah, so like I say, the two guys in the final had that chance to have a bit of a rest before coming out for the final match, and that of course was Rampage Brown going up against Chris Travis. No secret to anyone that listens to the show, and probably even what you say as well, but Rampage and Travis, two of my favourite British wrestlers, so this would have been a good match for me to watch. And I know True Grit are releasing this on DVD, so I'll be looking for this show when it comes out, and this match is going to be highly anticipated one after. But I think I will go through the motions of watching all the matches and the build-up, etc., to this final. Well, yeah, Rampage Brown going up against Chris Travis in the final. Lay out for us, mate. How did this one pan out?
Yeah, really fantastic final, really. Really good way to end the night. I wholeheartedly agree with you. Two of the very best, and two of my favourites. So, yeah, really a good Rampage sort of halfway through it switched around to playing the bad guy role in a way, but again fought all around the nightclub again. It spilled out into the crowd, and Travis took a very hard hit into the bar area of the nightclub, which you could see a very noticeable bruise and cut on his back. So. Not too pleasant, but it spilled all the way around. Very, very, very back and forth, and just really good. And both men on the night to say that they wrestled three matches, putting a top effort here, and they really showed how good they are with the varied styles of opponents that they had throughout the night. I thought just shows how good they both are. And really good concept. I think it went about 15 minutes or so. Nice length to the contest as well, and Rampage picked up the win to be the to finally give a cup to the City of Leeds. So that was a good outcome, really good match. So like you say, when the DVD comes out, it'll be certainly worth watching again.
Yeah, I mean, so overall, like I say, it was your first True Grit show. But you go to a lot of shows, obviously, in your neck of the woods, and obviously you even obviously travel down south to Rev Pro and stuff like that. Say in the last 6 months, where would you rank this show, this type of show? No imports, nothing like that, but just good British talent. How would you rank this show?
Yeah, it was really good, really high up actually. I went with. Went with a couple of people to this one, and just the whole experience was top notch. At the start, the promoter came around and actually shook his hand with us and introduced himself and welcomed us along, which obviously you can't fault. That was a really, really nice touch. And in terms of the venue too, the venue was really good, like similar to what you get at Preston with obviously the nightclub feel, but really good view of like that was actually. I've got some pictures up on my Twitter. I actually sort of looking down on the ring at an angle. It was quite hard to get used to at the start. I never really had that at that angle, but it was really quite cool. Actually, really enjoyed that. And even at the start, going through the once we'd had our tickets checked and stuff, there was one man dressed as Big Daddy and one dressed as Giant Haystacks welcoming us along in directions to where we were going into the merchandise store. So I thought that was quite cool, really. Really good, really well put on show. They even had a video screen showing highlights of some other cup competitions over the years in wrestling, including the J Cup final from 1994, etc. And just a really, really well put on show. They had laid on some pyro before the final with Rampage and Trav, which made both men look like the stars they are, and put across how important obviously it was with it being the final. And at the end there was a big confetti cannon shot out over Rampage when he was holding his trophy up and everything. So yeah, just really yeah, I thought it was very I was very very impressed and. Can't wait for the next show, really. So yeah, all good.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. You know, these are very local promotions to yourself. So, like I was about to say, I imagine you'll go to the next one. You just basically confirmed that. Is there any date or any announcement for
not
that
seen,
one?
Not seen anything yet. No, and there was nothing nothing announced. But I mean, the only drawback which of the night was just, the crowd was only about, I'd probably say, about 100, which I thought for the level of talent on show and how good it was. But hopefully, obviously, it'll grow with time. Like got to give them time to grow. And because, like I say, it was I think like you're saying with the rankings on the British Wrestling Roundup. I know obviously you can take them for what they are, but I think I worked out there were about five or six of the top 10 were on that night or something. So it shows obviously the level of talent that were on it.
That's what it is. That's the whole point of us doing things like this. The whole objective of obviously doing the Indie Corner, be that the site, the podcast, Facebook, Twitter, whatever, it was all to promote British wrestling. And maybe there might be someone that listens to this that thinks, that's not far from me, Leeds. I can get to that. And it sounds like they put on good shows. I'll go on have a gander. And that's what we hope. We want British wrestling to succeed, as corny as it sounds. And as much as I'm making it sound like, I'm just doing it, saying it for the sake of it. But no, that's what we want, We want to see a crowd of 300, 400 and stuff like that. And I just want British wrestling to do well, and True Grit wrestling especially, because this is who we're talking about at the moment.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, definitely.
And if it does help anyone who's on the fence about thinking of going, like I said before, there is plenty of parking around the venue, and it's on like a leisure complex, so there's plenty to do around there before and after the show. So if anyone's thinking of travelling,
yeah, nice one. So that's it for obviously the review. You've got some shows coming up in the next few weeks, couple of months, whatever. Do you want to just run down, Matt, what you've got planned so far?
Yeah. The minute I'm attending the NGW show at Keighley at the end of this month, and then Preston at the start of next month, Preston City Wrestling on the 1st of August. And then hopefully on the 20th of this month, I might be venturing over, going a bit old school, back to my the former stomping ground of Morecambe, where I went to many FWA events back in the day for paid promotions with Greg Lambert and Johnny Fear. So hopefully going to that to give them a go and what have you, and add to the list. At the minute that's what I've got planned. Hopefully some more might crop up over the course. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, like I say, you're always good enough when you go to these shows to do reviews of us, so we'll be looking out for them in the future. Yeah. So, yeah, nice one, mate. Cheers for coming on. Obviously, we know, like we said at the start, you've got your own stuff to do today, but, appreciate you taking the time to come on. It's been good catching up, like I say, for a while now. It's just been you sending the reviews, but it's been good just to catch up. But, cheers for that, mate. No problem. Listeners, we just go to a quick break now, and then we'll be back with more from the Indie Corner.
Now is the time for me to rise to my feet. Wipe your spit from my face. Wipe these tears from my eyes. Now is the time for me to rise to my feet. Wipe your spit from my face. Wipe these tears from my eyes.
We're back, guys. Thanks for Matt for coming on for doing that review. Definitely sounds like a show worth picking up on DVD. So all the details of the DVD release will be coming out soon. On to the news now. First bit of news, Chris Travis has been announced that he's booked to make his WXW debut on the 27th of July over in Germany, and he's going to be facing Dragon Gate star BB Hulk. So that's a big thing for Trav there, getting to travel over to Germany for WXW and look safe in there against BB Hulk is a big match for him. So hope all goes well for Trav over there in Germany. Moving on now to the news from various promotions. Infinite Promotions, last week I mentioned they were back on August the 8th with champion CJ Banks defending against Zach Diamond Gibson, And also announced for the show now is Ring of Honor PWG star Roderick Strong. You know, no word as yet of his opponents, but you know, either way, it should be a great match, I imagine. More details, etc., over at infinitepromotions.co.uk. On to Future Shock now. The updated card for Future Shock 76 on July 13th at the Guildhall in Stockport is as follows. Zach Diamond Gibson and Jack Gallagher against Xander Cooper and Cyanide. Dave Rain against James Drake. Don Micho against Danny Hope. And Axel Rage against Joey Hayes. FutureShockWrestling.co.uk for more information. IPW UK, well, you know, they return to Snodland in Kent on July the 13th. The card so far announced is we'll see Paul Robinson go up against Magnus, Jimmy Havoc and the London Riots take on D&D Security and Chuck Mambo. In the British National Championship semi-final, you're going to see Rampage Brown against Shaw Samuels. That'll be a good match indeed. And you're going to see El Ligero against Danny Steele. Moving on to ICW now, the updated card for the July 13th Watch Your Boggle show at the O2 in Islington. We'll see Zero G champion Mark Coffey take on Kenny Williams. The ICW tag team champions, the Bucky Boys, take on the London Riots. BT Gun against Wolfgang. In a Falls Count Anywhere match, Jimmy Havoc and current ICW heavyweight champion Jack Jester take on Chris Renfrew and Dickie Divers. We'll see Grado one-on-one with Shaw Samuels. Joe Coffey against Noam Dar. And Damo against Darkside. At seven matches now, I can't see there being much more added to this one. Like I say, the show's not too far away now, July the 13th. So, looking a very good show indeed. Moving on to Tide of Championship Wrestling now. You know, the guys have a double header in September, and I will be, you know, talking about that more next week or the week after. But news has come out about their joint show with CZW on October the 8th, entitled Cockpit Combat. The following matches have been announced. TCW champion Rampage Brown going up against DJ Hyde. Chris Travis going up against Drew Gulak. Al Ligero going up against AR Fox. Martin Kirby going up against Biff Busick. Vilo O'Hara going up against Kimberly. And Liam Lazarus taking on Shane Strickland. So that'll be that's a good array of matches there, seeing the British guys go up against the CZW guys. Should be a good one indeed, for definite. Moving on to Pro Wrestling Kingdom, the guys are going to be back on August the 10th at the MAC in Birmingham. Matches announced so far are going to see the Pro Wrestling Kingdom champion Dynamite Pete Dunne take on Mark Andrews, Sebastian Radclaw go up against Madman Manson. In the Pick Your Poison match, where Bubblegum will get to choose the opponent for Tyler Bate, and Tyler Bate will get to choose the opponent for Bubblegum. Bubblegum has actually chosen the opponent for Tyler Bate already, and that's going to be Damian Dunn. It hasn't been announced yet who Tyler has chosen for a Bubblegum, but that should be an interesting one indeed. We'll have to wait and see. And there's going to be a triple threat match. I'll see Jason Maverick take on Ethan Silver, take on Chris Ridgway. PWKingdom.com for more information and tickets. Moving on to Southside now. They've had to change things around for the Day of Reckoning show on August the 9th. So now it will be a four-way between Mark Andrews, Roderick Strong, Chris Sabin and Will Ospreay. Also on the card, you're going to see Chris Travis against Kaylee Ray. The evening show, Menace Society, will see champion Mark Haskins defend against Tommy End. Tommy End, of course, currently has possession of Mark Haskins' championship belt, which he stole at a previous show. Also on the show, you'll see speaking champion Ego Dragon Martin Kirby against Kaylee Ray. An exclusive match I announced last week, which will see Robbie X take on Chris Sabin. Like Tidal Championship Wrestling, Southside are going to be working with CZW in October. And on October 10th, on night one of Cruel Intentions in Nottingham, it's been announced that Will Ospreay will take on AR Fox. You know, just looking at who, you know, CZW are bringing over, I've gone through the previous match list for Tidal. The potential of what Southside can put on is mouth-watering, to be honest. You know, they've got some really great guys on their roster, and some of the matches that they could put on against CZW guys, like I say, has the potential of being very, very good indeed. I'll have to keep an eye out for more announcements to come. Preston Championship Wrestling are back on August the 1st with I Want to Break 3. What they have announced is Cruiserweight Champion Bubblegum will defend against Mark Andrews, and I've also they are saying that Madman Manson will have a match, but we don't know yet who it's against, just that it'll be someone who hasn't wrestled in the promotion before. I don't know if that guy is going to be from within the UK or from outside. We'll have to wait and see. Also announced is Michael Elgin against Chris Travis, and PCW champion Joey Hayes going up against Chris Masters, with current general manager Lionheart as a special guest referee. They've also announced that TNA's Mr. Anderson will be on the show, and there's also going to be a match with April Davids in there, and there's also going to be a six-way elimination Money in the Bank match. Three of the six guys have been announced so far, those being T-Bone, Dave Mastiff and Rampage Brown. Also, the really big news coming out of PCW this week, you know, they have announced a Super Show of Honor on November 28th and 29th. And yes, you know, it is a joint show with the Ring of Honor guys. Going by the poster, which of course is subject to change, the ROH guys that will be in attendance are Roderick Strong, Delirious, ACH, Cedric Alexander, BJ Whitmer, Adam Cole and Red Dragon. Plus, I understand the Briscoe brothers will be there too. So looking forward to see the matchups and what you know, PCW book for that night, because like I say, again, the potential of being some really good matches.
This is Kyle O'Reilly, one half of Red Dragon, your Ring of Honor World Tag Team Champions, and you're listening to the number one wrestling podcast in the UK, the Indie Corner.
On to House of Pain Evolution now. Last week I spoke of their next show on July the 19th, Evolution 11 at the Forest Town Welfare Club in Mansfield, which is going to see Rampage Brown debut against Paul Malin. But this week they've announced that the Best of Five series between Joseph Connors and CJ Banks you know, will resume. And Banks currently leads his 2-0. So we'll have to wait and see what happens. Now can, you know, Joseph Connors pull one back and continue the series? Tickets for this can be purchased over at ringsideworld.co.uk. Kamikaze Pro will have a show entitled Born and Raised on July 27th at the Cabaret Club in Birmingham. They've announced this week that the tag team champions, the Hunter Brothers, will be defending against Dan Maloney and Tyler Bate, now collectively known as the Miracle Violence Connection. Also on the card, Pro Wrestling Kingdom and Relentless Champion Ryan Small will be defending against Robbie X. Again, for tickets, head over to ringsideworld.co.uk. Revolution Pro Wrestling now. The first match announced for the October 18th Uprising show is a tag team encounter that will see two teams that, you know, that both excelled on the last two Hawk shows, last two York Hawk shows, respectively. The Inner City Machine Guns, Rich Swann and Ricochet, will take on Two Unlimited. Machine Guns, obviously, two shows back, took on the Swords of Essex and actually won the Rev Pro Tag Team titles. And then obviously at the last show, Two Unlimited debuted at York Hall in their second appearance of Rev Pro, and they defeated Will Ospreay and Jake McCluskey in an outstanding match. So yeah, you're going to see these two teams go against each other, which is going to be an exciting one indeed. Also set to appear is Okada from New Japan Pro Wrestling and the former Evan Bourne, who's now known as Matt Sydal. Also going to be on the show. Before this, Rev Pro will have a show back in Sittingbourne on July the 20th. No matches announced as of recording this, but on the poster you've got Marty Skrull, Martin Stone and Joel Redman. So keep an eye out for, you know, Rev Pro's Twitter, Facebook and their site, revolutionprowrestling.com, for further details on whatever comes next. So that's it, guys, for the news, and that's basically the show for this week. Like I say, it wasn't long, just like I say, doing the news, and obviously we had the review from True Grit Wrestling. So yeah, that's it, guys. Gave you all the spiel at the start. If there's any, like say, anything you want discussed on the show or any talking points you want to make about the show, let us know. Twitter at the Indie Corner or on the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheIndieCorner. So until next week, guys, see you soon.